Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about selling strategy for commercial property.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere. Let's talk not residential, but commercial. Let's go to what you're coaching as you talk to sellers and they're going to move their real estate. What are some of the strategies, the approaches that you take at the onset to set them up for maximum success?
First of all, they have to identify what is the tax obligation, the capital gains obligation of a sale at a price that is probably a reasonable market price. We don't have to pinpoint the price in order to calculate the magnitude of the tax consequence of that particular sale. If that sale produces a tax consequence that chews up a disproportionately large portion of the equity that they have in that property, they better be thinking in terms of a tax-deferred exchange.
Early. You're talking right out of the gate.
Exactly.
And that's essential because there's so many time restraints and constraints and
exactly.
Drop dead, you can't go back and fix it.
I'm working with a seller right now that has an apartment complex that they will be bringing to the market. They insist on having the replacement property clearly identified and generally under contract before they bring theirs on. Now, I can sell this property in Let me state it different from that. I can produce offers on this property fairly quickly. So the concern is, where does my client, the seller of this property, go in order to defer the capital gains treatment using a tax-deferred exchange? That's the key to that situation.
So that's a huge part of the strategy. Once you've made that decision, I know that financing, maybe you don't want to get all the money out of your sale at one moment in time.
Right.
Is another strategy to consider?
Well, there's another situation where a person says, you know, I'm retiring and I would like to have an income stream, but I don't necessarily want to own property in order to get to it.
And they're in a good equity position.
And they're in a very good equity position, free and clear to fairly high equity in a property. They may decide to sell and carry the paper. The contract, I refer to paper, it's trust deeds. They would prefer to carry the financing and receive monthly payments for the duration of the payback period. And that's a good strategy for some.
Nice passive income.
Exactly. And they know exactly what it secures.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.